If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, how are you doing? I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I am really, really, really pumped and excited about my conversation today with my guest because we're talking about a very interesting topic that I've been getting questions about on social, primarily on Instagram and LinkedIn. And there are a lot of flippers out there that are now starting to figure out that, hey, you know what? It might make sense to buy single family rentals. You know, why do all the work just to get quick hits of cash when you end up just losing the asset anyway? I think it's a good idea to have a combination of both strategies, flipping and, of course, buying single family rentals. And I'm asked all the time, you know, what markets are you choosing to buy rentals in? How do you analyze these rental deals? What do you look for in property management? How do you finance these deals? Do you partner with other people? How do you raise equity? Where are the right lenders for this type of opportunity? And I think it's a good conversation to have because as we transition into a market that's could get a little slower here in the next maybe year and a half or two or three as demand's at an all-time high, but as inventory is still super low, we need to be looking at diversifying our overall investment strategy. If the market starts to correct a little bit, then you know what? As that market starts to correct, we still need the cash flow. And what's going to happen to our flippers out there, right? If you're a flipper, you know what's going to happen. Your resale numbers are going to go down. Your overall margins are going to go down. And now you're doing more work for less profit. And that generally is a little bit of an issue. So I've got to say, I'm really excited about the conversation today. You got questions for me throughout the show, go to thinkrealty.com or find me pretty much anywhere online. You can go to abhigoldhawk.com, check out what I'm doing there. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Abhi Goldhawk. And ask me your question because that's what then tells me, one, it's good guidance, I think, for introducing some of these topics and then weaving in some good data to support the questions and the answers and this and that and the other. And I really enjoy doing that. And it's also good because I can go out and find guests that are experts and that can talk to these specific questions and have them answer them instead of, you know, me and my awesome voice talking to you alone about the answers. So I really like doing that as well. My guest today, again, is Michael Miller from Five Arch, and I'm going to bring him on in just a second to talk a little bit about who he is and what he does and what Five Arch is all about, and then, of course, talk about this flipper to landlord type of transition or inclusion of the rental investment strategy into the portfolio for all of your flippers out there. Now, if you're just getting started, guess what? It's an awesome time to at least start analyzing the opportunities in your market and getting started with real estate investing. One of the biggest things that I would ask you to do is attend some local events, okay? Go to meetup.com or go to your local real estate investors association meetings and get in the conversation with other investors, with pro investors, with wholesalers, with agents, with brokers. See where the market is locally and what you can be doing about it. There are opportunities in your backyard. The question is, are you ready, willing, and able to take that leap of faith and actually do something about it? And if you're listening to the show and you've been listening daily, Monday through Friday, you're the type of person that is ready. It doesn't matter if you are a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a startup geek, if you're a businesswoman, businessman, and you're out there, you are crushing it in your business. But you know what? You're looking at a diversification play. And real estate is such an awesome diversification play. I say it a whole lot for every single show and almost every guest, I think, that I've had on so far. We covered these five things. Real estate offers five things that no other asset class in the world will give you, and that's income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and leverage being my favorite, especially if you use it the right way. It can treat you really, really well. If you use it incorrectly, you are in a world of pain. And some of you know what I'm talking about. If you over-leverage yourself and you lose control, that's definitely not a good thing. So making sure that you use leverage in the right way to help you build the wealth and build a good portfolio that offers diversification is absolutely a winner. Let's go ahead and bring my guest, Michael Miller, on the show. Michael, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, good to have you back on, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's one question that I have for you. I like starting the show with this one question. I think you remember what it is, and that is, you could be as dramatic as you want with your answer. Michael Miller, are you in a real estate of mind?
Living it, breathing it.
Living it, breathing it.
Every day, all day.
That's my man. I like it. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Michael Miller. I'm the CMO for Five Arch. My responsibility is handling our overall brand, our communications in the marketplace, our marketing and sales teams, and investor relations. So, and we at Five Arch are a direct lender. We run a series of funds and have a product suite that varies everything that we're talking about here today. So from fix and flip lending, lines of credit, single assets up to multifamily, and then full rental programs and portfolios. So no matter the kind of program that you're trying to run as an investor, we're able to fit into the right buckets that you need from a banking relationship that you require and should demand.
Got it. So what's generally the perspective that you're finding out in the marketplace in speaking with other lenders and maybe just the activity that you're seeing with Five Arch with your clients? Are you seeing more rental loans than flip loans? Are you still seeing a good combination of both? Are you seeing more flip loans because of the market currently and because the market is hot and because folks like flipping? And are you seeing more of those flip loans versus the rental loans? What's like the distribution that you're seeing right now?
Yeah, so Ali, what's interesting is that if you look at the market and you look at real estate, while we live in kind of a real-time environment of what's happening now and how is the market moving, so you would say, hey, you know, based off of latest tax reform in New York, we should immediately start seeing changes in the rental world, it actually doesn't move as fast as the message moves. What we are seeing is we still see a large concentration of flipping that's out there in the marketplace. However, there is two pieces of the strategy that are evolving right now, and we're seeing the strategy being put in place and the questions, like you said, being asked, which is number one, SFR, single family residential rental programs. How do I build SFR in? That's part A. The other one also is people say, does it make more sense for me to actually move into multifamily as well? And we start seeing that also as position B. So where it's not a world of flip, flip, flip anymore, it's how do I run a flip and then a flip and hold strategy and then potentially evolving my asset classes.
Awesome. I want to talk more about what you just said, the flip to kind of the SFR and, of course, also the small multifamily. I feel there's so much opportunity there as well. But there's also that market edge that I feel every investor needs to hear from us about what they could potentially be doing to get out there and say, hey, you know what? I'm looking for these deals. I'm looking for this. I'm looking for that. How do I get out there and do it? And it's really the action steps that they're going to take that will ultimately drive their success. Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Go to 5arch.com. Get in touch with Michael and his team about the different types of loan scenarios and lending opportunities that they can give you that you can capitalize on for your specific deals. Keep in mind, they've been in this and they've been doing this for quite a while, so they are probably one of the best out there in terms of terms and just knowing what to do and where to go. If you've got questions for me, go to thinkrealty.com. Find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at Abhi Goldhart. Ask me your real estate questions, and you never know. I might just answer it on the show. Also, when you have a chance, that actually rhymes. I'm definitely going to use that. If you also have a chance, go to Barnes & Noble, pick up a copy of the print magazine, also conveniently titled Think Realty, and you'll also find it at the majority of the 84 lumber stores. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Goldhart after these messages.
If you're serious about building wealth through real estate, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th at the Marriott Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and more, all focused on helping you achieve financial freedom. Limited early bird tickets, just $45. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com, exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, I am back, and guess what? My good friend Michael Miller from Five Arch is here. We're talking about some of the strategies that flippers can use to transition and maybe include single-family rentals and small multifamily into their overall investing strategy. I want to bring Michael on just right now to ask him why he feels this is important, especially right now. Michael, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so Avi, you know, when you look at the market today, there's a couple of key driving forces of why people should start looking at their SFR strategy. First, you look at demographics. We still we have basically the highest concentration of millennials, which are about 29 years old right now. The highest concentration of them are aging out and are actually aging out of their parents' homes into potential rentals. They have far more of the propensity to rent than buy, rent versus own. And with that kind of opportunity out there, you're starting to see what could be a large landslide in the market. Additionally, as I mentioned before, you start looking at some of the tax reform that's in the market right now, with homeowners being able to write off less of their mortgage interest every year. Again, this drives more of that rental rate, rental opportunity, especially in markets like New York and California. The next key driver that people should also look at is on the lower spectrum, lower economic spectrum. There are many markets as well where you're ending up with environments where, number one, there may not be any homeless shelters available, so subsidized becomes very important. Places like New York, we're seeing a lot of that coming online. It also is out in California as well, as I've kind of been mentioning both of those. But you also have instances in some markets, like in Kansas City, for example, where you have homes that are in desirable areas where the parents might be a single parent with two children, and they're looking for a good education for their children, and yet their FICO score is still too low in order to get a mortgage, and they can afford to have to pay that rent every month, and there would be strong tenants. So when you start looking at both demographics, economic graphics, and then some tax implications, you start seeing the importance of building that SFR model. And the last piece I would say, too, which is, you know, you look at some of the big announcements that have come out. You know, does Amazon move to Indianapolis? If so, look at how many more bedrooms are going to be needed. When people come into that market, does that necessarily mean they're going to buy it first, or are they going to move into a rental first? Houston, we're on the backside of a massive, catastrophe of weather, okay? And we've moved into a rental economy there before people decide if Houston will be a place that they stay forever again. So you start looking at these markets and you look at the intricacies that are happening today and you start seeing where there are some true opportunities and how sticky those opportunities will be.
Now, I'm with you 100%. I like what you're saying about that lower economic spectrum, and I think even if we take a look at going into neighborhoods that are transitioning, but being aware of the culture and the neighbors and the people of that neighborhood, that's really, really important. There's a Think Realty coach, his name's John Wiley, and he's done a tremendous job of being very aware of this when he's investing, and sometimes he'll get even better returns in less desirable areas generally known by, say, the investor circle. They'll say, hey, you know what, us investors, we're not really going to go in this area. But I think that's because a lot of that information, a lot of that feeling might be founded in pretty much ignorance. I think we got to get into these neighborhoods, go to some of these HOA meetings, get to know the people, get to know the culture, get to know the community. And if we understand how to serve them correctly, they can, I mean, like you said, you can find opportunities in Kansas City where you have a family of four. They don't necessarily have the credit score, but you know what? They have a good, stable job that's been paying for the last couple of years. They want a home. They want their family to be in a home, and they're willing to rent. I also agree with the millennial generation too. That average is the average age is 29. They're moving out of their parents' bedrooms, parents' houses or basements, I suppose, the millennial cave, I suppose, instead of the man cave, I guess. And there's ample opportunity for them to rent. And I don't know if they're – do you have any data supporting whether or not they're going to buy right away, or are they renting straight away first?
I wish I had the specific data point that says – you know, 8 out of 10 millennials look to rent rather than buy. What I would say, though, and what we've seen from just owning portfolios and working with very closely with property owners is that the whole idea and who they're seeing is a lot of these millennials that are moving in into rental buildings and not necessarily buying. You see this actually in places like Bayonne, New Jersey, where there's been, you know, a huge migration of people that were living necessarily in Jersey City and are now kind of priced out. And now they're moving towards that next bedroom community. And you see the resurgence there in Bayonne, which becomes, a great opportunity for people. I think I just wanted to talk for a second here about two other points that you had. One is on, finding yield. I think the audience here I would submit is all probably looking for yield. And what's interesting is look, it's a risk and reward business. And what we typically look at, if you look at places like Compton in downtown Los Angeles, outside of USC, we're starting to see that kind of migration into Compton. Now, would people say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to start building a SFR program there? They might have seen it as a dangerous place before, but it's actually become a far more inviting place. And one of the leading indicators that I always like to say is, walk around the neighborhood. See how many people are in fedoras. See if that's actually right. Happening and that migration is moving into that market as you start placing your bet there and looking at the indicators from a psychographic. And then you can start looking at the indicators also from, are they building new stadiums, which you have in that area, light rail access, which you have in that area. And you start looking at how city sprawl starts moving down and you mitigate your risk. The other side on the other spectrum, on the other economic spectrum is, indicators like we've said, Brooklyn is being priced out. Therefore, people in the Bronx are starting to get hot. A lot of economic factors are driving lower income people into the Bronx, but who still require and demand to have and should have a nice place to live. So now you're starting to see the Bronx economy light up. So these are the types of indicators and pieces that you have to look at to mitigate your risk. And to create a compelling strategy.
I think what you're saying is absolutely right, especially when you talk about mitigating risk. My brother lives in Canton, Michigan. He picked up his home sub 100,000, and I'm just kind of pulling up some statistics about Canton, Michigan. It's a nice little city, maybe 30, 35 something minutes west of Detroit. And what's crazy is the median home price there now is $324,000. That those are homes that are currently listed, homes that have sold roughly about 235, 240. Canton is expected to increase by 2.1% in home appreciation this year. And you're still able to get good deals. Detroit is getting a little hotter. Suburbia, Detroit is getting a little hotter. And folks have to go outside the city. And I'm seeing that here in Atlanta. I'm seeing that in Dallas as well. People have to go outside the city to be able to afford the rent and then, of course, afford homes. And you know what? If we start looking there, that's where we'll win and find the yield that we want. Think Realty listeners, head on over to 5arch.com. For any questions for Michael and his team, get in touch with me at thinkrealty.com. Pick up a copy of our magazine at Barnes & Noble or the 84 Lumber Stores. Got questions for me? Find me online. Ask me a question. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, what's up? I'm your host, Avi Goldhar, and I am back, and I'm excited to speak with Michael Miller, CMO, all things marketing at Five Arch. And he's the guy that understands where his clients are, where they're headed, and also has a pretty awesome insight about what's going on in the marketplace. Now, we were talking about finding yield in the right areas. And as we identify primary markets to invest in as investors, we understand, you know, hey, some of these markets might be a little unaffordable. So we have to start going outside of the primary markets. If you haven't done that already, please do that. If you're in Atlanta or if you're in Dallas or if you're in New York, take a look at the Bronx, right? Take a look at, say, Alpharetta, or take a look at Lawrenceville if you're in Atlanta. Understand the power of the secondary market and understand how you can find yield there. In this segment, I want to talk with Mike a little bit about pretty much where you should be buying and whether this secondary market idea is validated. Michael, what do you think? Is it the secondary market where the play is, or are we looking at markets that should be coming up in like 5 or 10 years, maybe going to like your tertiary markets?
So I think, Avi, as we were discussing before, you know, secondary markets, there's key markets that I see opportunity in. First, you know, there's secondary within a core market. So you take New York, and it's where was the Bronx before, where is Bronx going today? That's where there's a huge opportunity. As we were talking before about, Bayonne, New Jersey, where was it before, where is it now? It has a very close adjacency, and it is a bedroom community to a primary place. Kansas City, the Midwest, that's where we see a lot of development happening. That development is driven primarily a lot about millennials, where millennials are moving. We also see they're moving south and also the Midwest, and they kind of they align themselves to the values of Midwest culture, which also becomes a great opportunity. Then you start then looking at where are those markets that the corporate institutions are moving towards, right? Is it that they're moving to the Indianapolis of the world? Is it that Seattle right now we keep on seeing is incredibly hot and a huge rental market? So, you know, I would say you can get into secondary markets highly efficiently. Not all of them. We see finding yield in places like Tampa harder to do today. Houston's of the world, where there's a super tanker dock, the first in the U.S. to be located. You know, you start looking at these markets, and you could find some real opportunity and yield there.
I'm with you. I had a meeting just maybe a couple days ago with a broker, and she has a broker's license in Georgia. She's getting it in Florida and Indiana. She's originally from Indiana, there in the Midwest, and she said, you know, boy, I'm finding homes and just flippers out there that are buying for between 30 and 50. I don't know, maybe I should say this so that like a quarter million people listening to this right now are like, yeah, I'm going to now go to Indianapolis. That would be interesting to check out, right? Like how many people, based on what they're hearing, are taking action, going to the city, and then all of a sudden we're seeing a spike in the activity there. But she's saying, you know, hey, I'm still finding deals that folks can get into for between 30 and 50. They can renovate and they can sell it for between 200 and 225. I mean, that's a total winner in my book, depending on the renovation cost, of course, because I can't necessarily find that in Atlanta unless I'm like looking through, I'm scouring through probate records and, you know, speaking with 15 heirs and, you know, helping people solve problems, or I'm going the tax lien route, or I'm really just combing the streets and I have a good amount of a budget to spend on a monthly basis in a marketing campaign reaching out to absentee owners. You know, I think going to some of these places and being okay with the remote investing is a pretty – it's going to take a second, I think, for flippers that are in a specific area to get used to. But what do you think about remote investing? Let's say I'm flipping in, say, Chicago, and I'm finding rental opportunities and maybe some light renovation opportunities to rent, or maybe build-to-rent opportunities in Indianapolis. Is that something that I should consider, or should I stay in my backyard?
So, you know, obviously, I really look at the market and the ability in a rental program to execute you is different than your typical flip model. When you are a flipper, right, you got to be next door to your project. You got to be on top of your project, and you're going to flip your project out, right? And a lot of your yield is being found in being able to execute on that flip. When you're in a buy-to-hold strategy a fix-and-hold strategy, the fix-and-hold strategy will really, you don't necessarily need to be right next to your property, especially if it's lighter rehab. We all know that's a lot easier. I know we mentioned earlier in the show, wanted to talk about property management. The folks that I've seen who've been highly successful in the business have built local relationships to actually be able to activate a program locally, get the type of work done that they want done. They build out something programmatically. They know exactly how they do their homes, with, say, you know, the type of flooring they want to use, type of bullheads they use, things like that. And then ultimately, the maintenance and program, the maintenance role afterwards becomes that of their property management. They either use a national property management company, or if they're scaling a solution, they might use or start to hire property management or give people or take property management folks, rather, in-house and have them manage the properties themselves. I mean, we have a number of clients that basically live in Florida and own properties nationally, or live in Arizona and own properties nationally. And we see that quite often in the buy and hold strategy world.
I'm 110% in agreement with you. I mean, I think if we don't take a look at markets that are outside of our backyard, especially if we gain a little bit of traction and we have some more experience, then we're missing out on opportunities, very similar to this Indianapolis example. I mean, there are small markets across the United States that can really offer yield. And we have to be aware of that. Part of that is attending the Think Realty conferences. Part of that is going to 5arch.com, seeing the research that you guys are doing and putting out there in terms of blogs, et cetera. And also it's getting out there and having a conversation, listening to the show, obviously, because, you know, it's just so awesome to listen to my own voice every day. And then, of course, hearing from Michael and other awesome guests. But getting plugged in and staying in the conversation is truly important. Michael, I do have a question for you from somebody that asked me, like, a funding question on Instagram. So we'll take that question when we come back from break. We have about 30 seconds before we do go to break. I do want to give you kind of the mic. What is the one tip that you would give new real estate investors getting into the single family rental game?
One tip I would say is really start to look at your cap rates. It's different. You might have been looking at an IRR before when you were flipping the property. Now you need to pivot towards really looking at the cap rate and how is the property going to generate revenue for you in the near and far term.
Cap rates. Looking forward to talking to that as well, because that's definitely a very, very important indicator when looking not only at single family, but of course multifamily. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, I like cap rates. I like cash on cash. I like IRR. I like DCSR. I like my debt service coverage ratio. All these ratios, all these terms make me sound sophisticated. But really, when you boil it down, it's the indicators that you need to win with real estate investing. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. My guest today is Michael Miller, CMO of 5Arch. Check them out at 5arch.com. They have awesome funding that you need to get your real estate deals done. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, whatever your fancy is. I mean, really, Instagram is cool too. Or just go to head on over to abbygolhard.com. Make sure you pick up a copy of our print magazine at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores, also conveniently titled Think Realty. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Listen up, investors. Where can you find educational tools and videos, industry insights, lists of wholesalers, lenders, and REI groups, plus deep discounts from top national home improvement retailers, all exclusively designed for real estate investors and all in one place? ThinkRealty.com. Sign up for your free intro-level Think Realty membership today. Think time. Think wealth. Think purpose. ThinkRealty.com. It's a real estate of mind.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, it's the home stretch. The last 10 minutes of the show where you're going to get the gold that you need to dominate your real estate investing world. It doesn't matter if you're only just diversifying or you want to get into real estate investing full throttle. This is exactly what you need to be paying attention to so you can win. My guest today, if you're just tuning in, is Michael Miller, CMO of 5Arch. Head on over to 5Arch.com for your funding needs on your real estate deals. They understand what it takes to grow and be a part of your life, to grow with you as you scale and get bigger and get better with your own deals. They have everything from fix and flip to rental loans and everything like that. So I want to bring Michael on to just have him share a little bit about the products that he has before we start talking about some of these indicators that we need. And of course, Michael, I need you to answer that question as well. So tell our listeners a little bit about the products that y'all offer.
So at 5Arch, we like to look at our product suite as being borrower-centric. So when we say that, basically, if you put yourself as an investor in the middle, we offer everything from lines of credit that enable you to go out and acquire and revolve off of it into your fixed programs, and then revolve even to one of our longer-term products. So we call it our fix and hold or a revolver line program. We have short-term bridge financing for, you know, 0 to 12 months or up to 24 months. We provide full rehab and ground-up construction financing. And then we have full SFR programs from 3-year, 5-year, 7-year, and 10-year. And those can be from SFR to duplexes to townhomes to condos and the like. And finally, for those that are running multifamily strategy, we're also doing short-term bridge financing for multifamily. So really a full set of products for the real estate investor.
Awesome. And if I'm looking at scaling and growing, you guys are exactly the person and the company that I would get in touch with. I might actually just call you directly. You know, what's funny is I generally tease letting folks know that I'm going to give the personal phone numbers of everybody and every single guest that I have on the air. And then the guest eventually will just say, "Are you kidding me?" And I'll say no. And then the guest says, "Well, then I'm just, I don't know what to say." And then I jokingly say, "I'm not going to do that." But I think it would be cool. What's the best way for folks to get in touch with your team?
Avi, I would just say call me, 646-342-9653. 646-342-9653. That's my mobile number. You can reach me here. I leave a message, either myself or one of our great bankers can get on the phone with you and chat with you a little bit about what your needs are.
Awesome. That's super cool, man. I certainly appreciate you doing that. So that, again, is 5arch.com. Make sure that you head on over there. And here's a question that I got from Instagram from Anthony. He wants to know, "Hey, listen, you know, I have a few duplexes and distressed properties that I want to renovate and rent or sell to lower income families. I eventually, once I gain the capital, wish to build fully sustainable neighborhoods with grocery stores, theaters, and community centers," which is super cool. I think that's an awesome idea. We can always use that. And I want some help to rebuild some of the bad neighborhoods. Do you have any suggestions on ways to obtain funding here for my projects in the next year or two?" What would you say is your answer, Michael?
Well, I think you basically have a kind of combined program here. You have one program which will be your basic financing around debt, and it sounds like you're going pretty large, so you probably use some mezzanine financing along with that. Having a strong urban plan and being able to kind of roll that out and be able to raise capital behind that. The way I would set it up is you probably would first start with a round of financing from private equity to get behind the program. Then you would move from that financing round to lining up your debt as you start to build it. And then as you put those together, you probably will be identifying some mezzanine to support it. And then finally, you'd probably create at the same time some incremental equity to go into the project that investors can get behind. As you build this program, and I know you're trying to do well by the community, you should probably be taking your plan, bringing it to the planning commissions and the town boards in order to get some alignment from a community, neighborhood, township perspective so that they then can get behind you, potentially providing tax abatements for you to provide additional, you know, parks, adding it to the educational system, those types of programs. So really what you want to do is stack your capital, start to build the program, efficiently move into taking that program out to your local administrators, and then bringing back around into your capital raising.
I think what you said there is absolutely key. You know, connecting with some of the political leaders, some of the government officials, and saying, "Hey, I have this as a proposal. This is what I want to do. It's going to benefit the community. It's going to benefit the citizens, the neighborhood, and the schools. And I think it's an awesome thing. Get in touch with these folks, present it, and you will, I'm sure, get the right type of concessions as well from the city. I would be hard pressed to say that they wouldn't help you out. I mean, what city doesn't want to see a community get better? So I think that's really cool. Thanks for answering that, Michael. So let's talk about some of these indicators. You mentioned cap rate. What else are you looking at outside of cap rate that helps you make decisions on rental property?
Yeah, so there's a couple other key drivers which you had mentioned before, Abhi. One is DSCR. For many of you on the phone, not sure if you know what this acronym stands for. It's your debt service coverage ratio. What that means is you take your NOI on the top and divide it by your monthly mortgage payment. Most lenders are going to look for you to be about 1.15 to 1.5. Sometimes it could be 1.0. But really, if you just plug your business against a 1.15, you know that you're going to have a real strong, you'll have a really strong operating income from the overall property, which will actually be a key indicator to having a better overall cap rate to the property. Additionally, when you look at it, you should also take into high consideration the expense factor. What's it going to take for me to actually operate this property once it's put in place? Have I repositioned it, and therefore I've spent a bunch of money behind the property? And how much now is it going to take to manage it, which is typically a lot less, right, because you've spent your money forward, or you bought a new property and you're slowly rehabbing it, and you know that your maintenance costs are going to be a lot higher. You know, I know in the Northeast, I happen to be in Chicago right now, there's snow everywhere. I'm sure there's a poor real estate investor somewhere who had a busted pipe this morning, right, and has resulted in a flooded building, and therefore, you know, that expense factor has gone up significantly. The next piece in there that you should also look at are taxes. Know what the taxes are that you can expect, and know what the insurance is also for your neighborhood. So when you start to really look at taxes, insurance, overall expense, then a vacancy rate, okay, you could start to really start to hone in on what is going to drive this asset of mine and how will this work in the future and how will I, of course, protect myself to downside.
And all of these elements have to be considered, right? Everything from the numbers to the percentages to the ratios to the team doing this to the handyman, handywoman that are out there helping you renovate this property, bring it up to par so you can go ahead and rent it out. And then, of course, the most important piece to all of this is the right type of financing. If you don't have the right type of financing, really it can work against you. And I've seen many an investor kind of go down in the real estate world by having just the wrong structure to their deal, especially with the capital involved. And that's where 5Arch can really help you out. Get in touch with Michael and his team. Go to 5Arch.com. And Michael, I certainly appreciate your time on the show today. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for your insights and your knowledge.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. Have a great afternoon.
You do the same. And that's a wrap, Think Realty listeners. If you want to get in touch with me, you know how to do it already. It's super simple. But if you're driving, don't be touching your phone to go to thinkrealty.com. But when you do have a chance, head on over to thinkrealty.com. I'm always around. Or come find me on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Or you can just head on over to AbhiGolhar.com as well. Make sure that you pick up a copy of the print magazine, also called Think Realty. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble and your 84 lumber stores. And come check out the events as well. I want to shake your hand, I want to hear your story, and I want to talk about your investment strategy. You know where to go to get all this information. It's already at the ThinkRealty.com website address, somewhere on the interwebs. You know how to do it. And until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Talk Radio.